Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, I want to catch up on the ticket text. We'll get to who said it. And then the rest of the show will be, I want to talk Lions Bucks. And I want to know if I have a rational confidence. Because I feel like they're absolutely going to do a number on this team this weekend. Part of it is what I think of you. And part of it is they're coming here to the walking wounded. And I don't care. Make no mistake about it. I'm done caring. I want to win a Super Bowl. Like, I don't care the Rams were all banged up. Goodbye. It's not my problem.
Right.
But David, catch me up to speed on the ticket text for the first time, maybe all show. Sorry.
From Tom, he says, Eric Lindros played years longer in the NHL than he should have while battling concussions. If he played now and not the 90s, he would not have played as long. Tua needs to stop.
It's all about context. Eric Lindros played in an era where there wasn't a whole lot spoken about concussions. There wasn't a whole lot known. Part of that's willful ignorance by the sports. That's been proven. It just wouldn't happen today.
The third concussion should be protocol-forced retirement. I don't know how we can make that happen, but it needs to happen.
I think the interesting thing will be, okay, if he ever plays again, you're on a countdown clock to the fifth concussion. Right. And it's just, it's going to happen because at that point, your body can't protect itself at all.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you do the mandatory, you have to retire, man, contracts are going to be worded differently. Because players are going to say, well, I want to make sure I get paid. Because right. The thing, you know, we talked about it in the break, and you kind of mentioned this, Mike, but I guess it really didn't sink in. If Tua just says, I talked to my family, and I'm retiring.
Yeah, he don't get the money.
In theory, the Dolphins can say, hey, good luck to you. Godspeed. We'll send you a fruit basket. You get nothing.
And no player would ever go there.
Right. It's like when Calvin walked, or when Barry walked, the Lions asked Barry for the money back. The Lions told Calvin, well, you're not going to get anything else. Like, you volunteered to leave. So he almost, if he wants to go, he needs somebody to say, you have to leave, and it's going to be medically mandated.
Under doctor's advice to leave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he would get his full injury guarantee. Look, here's my problem, too, is when we talk about, oh, well, the team isn't under any requirement. Look, Stephen Ross, who owns the Miami Dolphins. Biggest donor to U of M. He had the one-time gift of $300 million, whatever it was. Do you know what else Stephen Ross does on the side? He's a developer. Mm-hmm. He built Hudson Yards in Manhattan. Do you know what it takes to develop a section of Manhattan?
A lot.
Like, he ain't hurting. No. $50 million? He lost that in his toilet this morning.
Wow.
I'm making a point. Like, if Tua has to walk, take care of the kid, mm-hmm. and be done with it.
Kind of like, you know, what the Colts did with Andrew Luck.
Yes.
We're going to make sure that you get everything.
And no disrespect, but the guy's out here turning his brain into mush on behalf of you and that stupid little logo.
I'm trying to think. The Cowboys did that with Tony Romo, too. They took care of him at the end of his...
Yeah, Jerry Jones did, yes.
Yeah, said, you know what, don't worry, we got you. So it's good PR because you're right. That's nothing to a billionaire.
No.
To you and I, we never see that money in our lifetime. But a billionaire is like, all right, here you go.
Just do the. There has to be 1% space left over to do the right thing. God forbid.
From Will, I'm 30 years old, grew up watching Jacked Up with Tom Jackson and company. I can't stand these injuries anymore, though. Not sure what age my opinion changed, but Tua has to look out for himself.
Yeah, I still love big hits. I think it's just something where when it's the same guy and it's the same uniform and it's the very same injury, I don't want to watch Tua no more. Okay. I'm just like, get this guy off the field. Be done with it. Write him a check. Get him the hell out of here. He has to be willing to walk away. And look, it's in print. He's already said that during 2022 and in the post-mortem of that season, he was very, I don't want to say very close, but there was heavy consideration to retirement. Well, then what the hell are we doing now? Just walk, dude, while you can remember your kids' names and you don't need a diaper.
Yeah, but now you got that deal and you don't want to walk away from that money.
Then find a doctor who says it's a good idea to walk away and cut him in. $93 million, keep the change. I mean, Christ.
I think the competitive nature of sports, it will be difficult for him to walk away. Because
all right, then have the wife explain to his kids why daddy doesn't know who you are.
Here's the thing, like it or not, you're an athlete. You're going to feel like a little bit of a failure and a quitter that you walked away thinking,
right, but then,
what if I could have just defied the odds and never got hit
again?
Then
David has to say this because he can't stop having kids and I hate kids. But bottom line, you being a father supersedes being an athlete. You made that choice.
I understand. But... a guy.
Sorry, David, you need to say that. You have the kids.
No,
I don't.
But here's the thing. A guy with more kids than David, who was an athlete, said this morning, I would go back out there and play. That was John Jansen.
But John's clinically insane. There's a difference.
John has always said how competitive he is.
Right, and he also thought that Michigan had no advantage with Stallions. I kind of stopped listening at that point.
Let's bring it back.
Just saying.
And that's just it. Athletes are competitive. To walk away to some but may feel like I quit.
But he has a responsibility beyond himself. And that's what TJ talked about. When it was his kids that saw him, that were dealing with this now, that were asking him questions, that responsibility, it's a weight over your head. Like, you know what? I can't do this for myself. I'm an athlete that made it. I want to keep playing, but I can't.
But as TJ said, he knew. This was my last year anyway. I just have to leave early, but I was going to be done. Tua's in his prime. And guys, what you're saying is correct. But I think these are other issues. Like, I'm in the prime of my career. I can come back. I can lead this team. They pay me a ton of money. Do I really want to give all of this up?
Guys, a few things. One, Tua should retire. Imagine his brain health as he ages. You can't enjoy the $212 million if you can't cognitively think and enjoy your family. I totally agree with that texter.
Okay, now I'll let you finish, David.
No, yell at David more. I like that part of the show.
I do wonder, and I'm not a doctor, maybe a doctor can call in and let us know. But right now, is there that big of a difference between the fourth and fifth concussion?
I don't know.
Because people are like, oh, well, you know, he's already had four in 2 years. So maybe the damage is already there, that if he quit right now, it's still going to be the same as if he had another concussion. I don't know this, but it just wonders, is there a point of diminishing returns where no matter what you do, you're already screwed.
Yeah. From Rick, he says Mike McDaniel kissed him like Fredo, as if to say goodbye.
Okay, hold on. He didn't put him on a fishing boat and have him recite a Hail Mary. Right. He was being affectionate and showing he loves the kid.
So long as my mother's alive.
Right. I mean, come on, man. Jesus.
Nothing will happen to Fredo.
I'm a huge believer he needs to walk away. It almost feels like the team or the league needs to make the choice for him, but that's never going to happen.
I think there's a delicate way for that to happen. I don't think it'll be forward-facing. I don't think there'll be a press conference of this is what we're demanding. But the back channels, it'll begin with his family. It will then be the doctors. And then the team and the league have to play a role in this because they got to get ahead of this.
I mean, different circumstances, but yeah, they may just end up Colin Kaepernicking him. Nope, you'll never play here again.
Wow.
I said different circumstances.
I know, it was just the way you said it, and then you're like, nope. I'm like, oh dear. You're not wrong. It's just the way you said it. Very matter of fact.
Time the truth hurts.
Yes, Dave.
Tua has triggered my PTSD from Austin Collie getting hung out to dry week after week by Manning years ago. That is Matt in Flint.
248-539-9797. All right, let's get to who said it. Then we get into the prop bets, and then it's Lions football towards the 5 o'clock. Do I have a rational confidence about your football team? We'll get into it. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.